Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The evening in Israel is clear and mild, with a gentle breeze across major cities like Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem is experiencing slightly cooler temperatures, perfect for a calm night. Here are today's headlines. First, Trump's top Gaza official warns that Israeli strikes could derail efforts for a ceasefire and Hamas disarmament. That's according to Ynet earlier today. Also, for the first time since the war, Iran announces conditions for restoring oversight of nuclear facilities. Israel Hayom reported this in the past hour. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that changing Israeli attitudes and strikes in Syria are prompting Turkey to view Israel as a regional rival. Separately, Walla highlights a generational change in Lebanon, stating that Hezbollah's infrastructure is falling apart after losses against the IDF. And finally, I-24 News reports that Israel has seized hundreds of thousands of shekels paid by the Palestinian Authority to release terrorists. Reaction has been swift on social media. Gideon Sa'ar, a prominent Israeli politician, posted earlier today that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza. This follows new Dutch legislation banning trade in Israeli products from certain regions. Balaz News reported a similar story earlier today, noting that the expulsion has been approved by Prime Minister Netanyahu. Dutch diplomats have 1 week to leave. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, commented earlier today on the political climate in Israel, mentioning Itamar Ben-Gvir's claims about banning UNRWA from Israel. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation in Gaza. Ynet reports that Nikolai Mladenov has warned of potential setbacks due to ongoing Israeli attacks. These actions may hinder the progress towards demilitarizing Gaza and establishing a lasting ceasefire. The delay in peace efforts could lead to heightened tensions and instability in the region. Turning to Iran, Israel Hayom notes that Iran's oversight conditions are linked to parliamentary approval following attacks on their facilities. This development highlights ongoing regional tensions and the complexities of nuclear oversight negotiations. The outcome could impact international relations and nuclear agreements. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post explores Turkey's evolving stance toward Israel amid strikes in Syria. This shift suggests that Turkey views Israel as a growing regional competitor. The strategic landscape in the Middle East may shift as alliances and rivalries continue to evolve. In Lebanon, Walla reports on Hezbollah's significant losses and infrastructure damage. Security officials indicate that Hezbollah's long-standing efforts are crumbling. This could alter the balance of power in Lebanon and affect broader Middle Eastern dynamics. Finally, I-24 News covers Israel's financial crackdown on payments to release terrorists. This move underscores Israel's firm stance on security and its relationship with the Palestinian Authority. It may influence future negotiations and financial policies in the region. Now for a look at business news. First, Globes reports that retired IDF officers receive significant pensions, averaging 9 million shekels. This highlights the financial considerations tied to military service in Israel. Separately, Tech discusses the acquisition of CIO by CropX. This move aims to enhance capabilities in analyzing agricultural quality, marking a notable development in Israeli agritech. And finally, Walla Business shares a heartwarming story of a widow who won 10 million shekels in the lottery after selling her house due to financial difficulties. This unexpected windfall offers her a chance to regain financial stability. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 9 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.